Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The lights are out.
Hurry, get to the lights, go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7, The Game.
Well, hello there. Welcome into Warriors Wrap Up. Sam Blubman will be with you here tonight as we talk about a great little Warrior win here. 125-112 is your final as the Warriors improve to 6-1 here on this young season. And Steph Curry's return to action. Missed only three games, but it always feels a lot longer whenever Steph is out. But great to see him back on the court tonight, and be great to hear from Dub Nation tonight. I'm really curious, what are Warriors fans thinking of how Steph looked in his return to action tonight? You know, again, it's you know, again, three-game absence. He comes back, and a little bit of a slow start from there, but did finish with 24 points on the night to lead the Warriors in scoring. Draymond Green chipping in 18 points himself. Love to see the offensive production from Draymond Green. Warriors always seem to do well whenever he seems to score a lot of points. You know, that's kind of a no-duh thing to say. But whenever Draymond Green scores 15 or more in a game, this is including the playoffs, Warriors are 136-30 when Draymond puts at least 15 points up on the scoreboard. Hit three threes tonight, too. Draymond Green, not known for three-point shooting, but when he does let them loose, he can sink those bad boys. Hit three of them tonight. Warriors are 54-7 when he hits at least three threes in a game. 137-29 when he gets multiple threes in a game. So love to see that the offensive dynamic there from Draymond Green tonight on top of the defense as well. TJD, Trayce Jackson-Davis, he also got the start tonight at the center spot. In just under 24 minutes, went 6 of 11, 12 points there, added 6 rebounds. And right off the bat early on, you know, Steph in his return really was clicking with TJD. You saw Steph feeding TJD early. A couple of his first quarter buckets were there from Steph Curry. And overall, very good win for the Warriors. Not a good win, maybe not a win that you'll put on the refrigerator, but a good win nonetheless. I mean, all wins in the NBA are important. There's no such thing as an unimportant win. But this was a good win because, again, Warriors are 6-1. They are, I believe, what, 3-0 now on this road trip here? Very important road trip as, 2-0 on this road trip. They still got three more games left. And these next three games, they are big ones. On Wednesday night, they will be in Boston on the parquet floor, taking on the world champs. After that, you take on the 8-0 Cleveland Cavaliers at in Quicken Loans Arena. You can see if that locker room still smells like popcorn. My guess is after 8 years, 7 years? I don't know. It's been a while. They've probably gotten the smell out since then. And then, of course, finishing up against OKC this weekend against the Thunder. We'll look ahead to that later on. But I do want to hear from the Warrior fans tonight. 888-957-9570. Your thoughts on Steph Curry's return to action. Your thoughts on the way Draymond Green played tonight. Thoughts on anybody. And you know what? We all saw Jordan Poole tonight. I always like seeing Jordan Poole. I've always been a fan of Jordan Poole. It was very unfortunate just how things had to play out for Jordan Poole here with the Warriors. But seeing him in Washington, I kind of wish he was in a better situation, but it is what it is with him there. He goes for 24 points as well, though, on a not super efficient 8 of 20 shooting, 2 of 10 from 3. And those are kind of the numbers we kind of got accustomed to seeing from Jordan Poole towards the end of his Warriors tenure. A lot of points, but just a lot of inefficiency, not a lot of defense. And honestly, I mean, there were some moments here or there, had a little poke job here and there, but overall, kind of as quiet of a night as you can have for Jordan Poole, despite leading the team in offense. But that's just kind of where the Wizards are at right now. A lot of this Warriors win, it was a good win. Again, not one to put on the refrigerator, but a good win, an important win that you need considering where these next three games are at. But how much of this was simply the Warriors playing well versus the fact that the Wizards just aren't a very good team? They were not a good team last year. This is a young team.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This was the youngest team the youngest starting five that the Washington Wizards have ever started in their franchise's history. Of all nights, this is when they did it. They had three rookies starting for them tonight. They had one second-year player, and then they had Jordan Poole in his sixth season at the age of 25, was the grizzled vet out there. This is the lineup. Bilal Coulibaly, one of the second-year player. Keyshawn George, Miami Hurricanes legend, one of the rookies. Alex Starr, one of the rookies. And Bub Carrington, another one of the rookies. Three rookies in that starting lineup. And early on, it definitely looked like a team with three rookies in that starting lineup there. So let's just kind of recap just kind of how this game went. Again, love to hear from Warrior fans here. 888-957-9570. Give me your thoughts on this game. Give me your thoughts on Stephen Curry's return. What stood out to you? What did you like about this win? What do you like about this Warriors team overall right now here on Warriors Wrap-Up? Sam Lubman joining you. First time I'm doing Warriors Wrap-Up as Mark Randy is on assignment. Evan Giddings is on assignment. So that scraping you hear is the bottom of the barrel being scraped as they called me in to handle the Warriors Wrap-Up here tonight. So we'd love to hear from the Warrior fans, but let's kind of take it back to this game. And Steph Curry, right off the bat, hits a three to get the Warriors scoring started. And whenever Steph returns, and he was on a minutes restriction tonight, ended up playing just about 24 minutes tonight, which I believe that was probably what Warriors coaching staff was aiming for. Played the first about 5 minutes of that first quarter there, 5:31 if you want exact there. He hit that three to start, one of two shots he took in the first quarter, and that was it. That was it for the scoring for Steph in that first quarter there, and which is to be expected. You see every year we go through this, where every year Steph goes down for some sort of injury. Maybe it's the ankle injury, maybe it's the interosseous membrane, as we all learned about last year, or sorry, that might have been 2 years ago we learned about that one. And so we're used to what Steph looks like when he returns, and sometimes there's some rust that has to be shaken off there. And, maybe it takes him a game to get reacclimated. Maybe it takes him a half. It took him, I would say about a half to get things going. 3 points in that first quarter, 5 in the second quarter, so 8 points in that first half. And then he really just started going off. Drops 15 in the third quarter, 5 of 7 shooting in that third quarter, 2 of 3 from three. And, noticing here, when I look at Steph Curry's overall numbers, 4 of 9 from three, he wasn't, he wasn't totally letting it fly from three. I mean, yeah, he had some, those classic Steph deep balls there that we all love from near the logo. But overall, in the third quarter, Steph's realizing that the three-point shot wasn't really there right now. So what do great players do when things do not go well, do not go their way, do not go as they are kind of hoping for things to go? They adjust. Steph, he is one of the best in the game at adjusting. We have 16 years of evidence to prove that. And that's what he did in the third quarter. He adjusted and realized, you know what? If that outside shot isn't really there right now, let's take things inside. And Steph started doing a lot of damage in the paint there in that third quarter. Also, again, dishing the ball out too. He finishes the night with 6 assists in his return. The Warriors, 29 assists overall. So one shy of that magic number that they always like to go for, which is obviously 30 assists. That's always been their magic number. But a lot of other things to like here. Limiting the turnovers, that was really good. 7 turnovers on the night for the Warriors led to 13 Washington Wizards points. Wizards turned the ball over 10 times. That led to 20 Warriors points. So, and again, this is just words I've heard: clunky, ugly, whatever. A good win, a needed win. Warriors are 6-1. Warriors got off to a great start last year too, but it feels different this year. I do want to put a pin in that thought because I want to get back to why this feels different this year, why we're feeling better about this team this year. But let's kind of recap this game a little bit. I think I said that a couple times already, but I'm actually going to do it now because, as I said, Steph started off the night with a three and saw a bit of a different lineup tonight. Steph was in the lineup starting, obviously, with GP2, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, and Trayce Jackson-Davis. And they got off to a quick 13-6 start. +7 and starting lineups, we always like to make a big deal over who is starting. Guys do like to start. Guys like hearing their names called in those pregame introductions. There is just something about having, when you look at your stat sheet, you got games played and you got games started. There's just something about your games played and games started number being the same thing that players really like. I understand it. Being a starter, it's a sexy thing. That's what we all think about, because if you're a starter, it's expected that you are good. But that is not quite the case with this year's Warriors team because of the depth that we saw. And we saw today with the Warriors, playing, as I do a quick count here with my eyes, playing 14 guys tonight. Guy Santos with, 13 guys, because Guy Santos only got 30 seconds and did absolutely nothing with those 30 seconds. He only do so much in that time. Pat Spencer even got a little bit of a cameo in this one. 13 minutes worth of a cameo, as well as the Warriors showcased their depth. But Warriors got off to a pretty solid start, and Steph connecting with TJD early, feeding him early on. Love seeing the second year kid cooking underneath the rim there. Seeing his development here in year two, and you saw it on display tonight in that first quarter. It's great the presence he is having down there. He is clearly feeling very confident running with that first unit, which first unit had some issues at the start of this year, so to speak, which is why I think a lot of people kind of focus on the starters, because it's not so much who is starting, it's so much the results that the starters are getting. And we've seen it a lot. Starters will get off to kind of a slow start, and then the depth kind of comes in, the bench guys come in, Jonathan Kuminga, Buddy Hield, and co., and they kind of turn things around. That was not the case tonight, though. So the Warriors get off that 13-6 start, and then towards the end, you really started seeing Jonathan Kuminga start to wake up. He was coming off the bench, and I'm kind of curious. So I've got curious where people are at with Jonathan Kuminga and his role right now. With Steph coming back, I think there was some question as, you know, what do you do with JK? Is this the time where maybe you switch him up, put him back in the starting lineup? And I imagine that was not a long conversation for the Warriors, because whether you want Kuminga to start or not, it's working coming off the bench. And he is feeling more confident. He is feeling more, he is looking more aggressive on the court, on both ends of the court. He's driving when he needs to. He's getting aggressive on defense. He's not afraid to let the shot go. And you start seeing him and Kevon Looney as well towards the end of that first half, that first quarter. Those are some two big boys to have down low, gobbling up those rebounds, which is why the Warriors are one of the better offensive rebounding teams in the NBA right now. I believe they're second in offensive rebounds. Maybe there's someone, if I'm wrong, feel free to correct me on that. If you want to correct me, 888-957-9570. Feel free to call in, or you can also text 888-957-9570. That is the text line to call in. So want to hear from you guys. Want to hear from everyone in Dub Nation tonight, if you can. But that JK and Kevon Looney wreaking havoc underneath the boards. That is why we call Kevon Looney Windex, because he is cleaning the boards. Shout out to Schleprock for that nickname, one of the better nicknames that our Warriors fans have come up with here. And so, very good start for the Warriors in the first quarter. They ended that quarter up 29-20. Buddy Hield getting 8 points off the bench, and he started out pretty cold. A couple missed threes there in the early parts of his time in the first, but he hit a pair of threes at the end of that first quarter, and that's when you knew, oh, the Buddy Hield heat check, baby. It is starting to happen. That is why he is the Splash Buddy. And he got it going there towards the end. I think I'm the only person who likes the Splash Buddy nickname, but I'm absolutely going to roll with it there. And then, of course, the Wizards, it was a lot of Jordan Poole and a lot of who else is there going to be, because Jordan Poole, without Kyle Kuzma, he did not have Marvin Bagley II, who is out with a non-COVID general illness, I think, as we call it. Patrick Baldwin Jr. was also a DNP tonight for the Wizards. And I believe, who said it better than the 707? That's Skills, actually, out of the 707. Who knew PBJ was still in the NBA? Yeah, I'll be honest, Skills, I did not know that one either. But we didn't see him tonight. He was a DNP coach's decision. So Jordan Poole, with not many of his assistants there to help him out, did have Jonas Valanciunas coming off the bench. Valanciunas is a guy who I always remember that play-in game at the end of the, what was it, the 2021 season, where they faced the who are they called? The Grizzlies. The Grizzlies in that play-in game. And Valanciunas just abused the Warriors in that game. And it's, since then, I have never been a fan of Jonas Valanciunas. Very glad that he is on the Wizards, a team that is so far off the NBA radar that we only have to deal with them two times a year. And even then, he's not really that effective anymore. Valanciunas, again, 21 minutes off the bench, was a -2. Did get 16 points and 12 rebounds, so as well as 7 assists. So he was contributing. He was absolutely contributing there on the floor tonight. Heading into the second quarter, though, again, Steph sat out the second half of the first quarter and the first half of the second quarter. So you start to see a lot of these bench guys really starting to cook here. And that's where you saw Buddy Hield start to really kind of contribute. But in that second quarter, you know, you got 4 points from Kuminga, Four points from Kuminga. You really started to see him grab more rebounds there. Four rebounds in the second period as well. Moses Moody came in. He started putting in some work there as well. Because, again, Steph Curry on a minutes restriction per Anthony Slater. He was spending a lot of time in the tunnel early on this game, stretching, warming up, trying to keep that ankle loose. Again, it's the first game back. It's a game against a team that you really should be able to take care of business against, with or without Steph. Full disclosure, I was kind of surprised that Steph played this game. I thought that the Warriors would maybe wait a little bit longer because, again, this is your most important player. You do not want to rush him back before that ankle is ready to go. We know the history that Steph has with that ankle. And so the fact that the Warriors had him play tonight, yeah, I was a little, I guess, pleasantly shocked, you know, a surprise to be sure, but a welcome one, as they like to say. I thought, maybe rest him tonight, beat this team that you should be able to beat without Steph, especially the way these guys are playing without Steph and Curry. And then you either bring him back for, the big three coming up here at the end of this road trip, or maybe you just wait, a little bit longer because I don't know what the worst decision making was in terms of whether or not to wait for him to wait. But the fact of the matter is, Steph was back tonight, despite the fact that I did not think he would be back. And I am very happy that I was wrong in that regard. Keep looking at that second quarter there, you really started to see the gravity effect with Steph there. Even when he's not scoring, guys are surrounding him because he is that threat. Even if he's cold from the field, you have to honor the fact that at any second, Stephen Curry can go nuclear and benefit literally anybody who is on the court with him. Jonathan Kuminga was the big beneficiary in that second quarter. And both ends of the floor with JK. He had 5 rebounds in that first half, attacking in the paint. And then a moment I really liked towards the end of that second quarter. I know Cam saw this. Cam Williams pressing all the buttons tonight, Warriors Network coordinator. He had a 3 towards the end of that second quarter in the corner. Turns around, points at the bench, looks at the crowd. He's feeling it. He's feeling that swagger. That's the JK that I want to see there. Warriors outshot the Wizards 54-43 in the first half. That is why the Warriors were able to end the first half up 54-45, despite only shooting 40% from the field. Warriors were 25% from 3 in the first half, 5 of 20, but the Wizards, 3 of 20 from 3 in that first half. And the Warriors had the lead. So we are going to keep reviewing this game. I want to take a quick break here. We're going to hear from Steve Kerr on the other side. We're going to hear from Dub Nation, hopefully, on the other side. Love to hear from you guys. And we'll finish recapping this game. We recap the first half here. Recap the second half. Recap some other performances that we liked off the bench. We got our crashing the boards guy of the night. Who's that going to be? You'll want to hear that on the other side. And there is a non-zero chance that we could have a special guest joining us in the second half. I don't know. I'm going to have to shoot some texts out and wait for one of the shows that are currently on TV to end here. So, hint, hint. So, we'll see if we can make that happen. It's Sam Lubman here on Warriors Wrap-Up. When we come back, your calls. We'll hear from Steve Kerr. We might hear from Steph. But, again, most importantly, got to hear from you guys. We will see you on the other side. It is Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.